American doctors undertook a secret mission last December to treat Viktor Yushchenko, then running for the presidency of Ukraine. Yushchenko had suffered a mysterious illness that pockmarked his face. It turned out he had been poisoned, probably deliberately, with a massive dose of dioxin. In December, when U.S. doctors made their trip to Vienna, no one knew what was wrong with Yushchenko. NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum has been reporting this story. David, who are these American doctors, and how did they get involved in all of this?
Well, how they got involved is sort of an interesting story. According to one U.S. government official, Yushchenko's family actually asked for help through some friends in the U.S. government when Yushchenko was being treated in Vienna. And the head doctor in Vienna, who I also spoke to, said that he was also at that time trying to secure additional expertise. And he told me he felt like they had, you know, they had perfectly good doctors there and top-notch medical care, but he said they did not have the bioterrorism or the poison expertise that they thought might be needed. As to who they were, the team that went over, according to one official, was led by Greg Sadoff, who's a physician at the University of Virginia. He also runs a kind of think tank, which is called the Critical Incident Analysis Group, and their idea is that they're there to help advise governments in times of crisis, which is certainly what this was.
And why was it so secretive?
Remember, it was a very sensitive situation. I mean, Yushchenko's political opponents were saying he was kind of a puppet of the U.S. government. So if the U.S. is seen sending a team of top-notch doctors over there, you know, that would sort of play into their hands. But there were other reasons for secrecy. There was probably some concern for the U.S. doctor's safety. If someone was trying to kill Yushchenko, then who knows? There was at least one cloak-and-dagger moment, according to one U.S. official tells a story about the doctors getting into a limo to go to the airport and then wondering, hey, what is this limo? Did we call for a limo? And so they got out and they took a taxi instead.
Well, you know, he lived, of course. How much were the American doctors responsible for that?
Michel Zimfer, one of the Austrian doctors, says the U.S. team provided a very useful second opinion. The U.S. team apparently was involved long before they went over in December, but there was never really a moment where Yushchenko needed to be given a particular drug or he was going to be going to die. You know, he'd never been given enough dioxin to kill him. And the first clues to what happened was really after Yushchenko had had his first round of medical tests done and everyone said, gee, I have no idea what he has. And he went back to Ukraine against his doctor's advice to continue campaigning. And then his face started to change, and he developed what they called the chloracne, the pockmarks. And at that point, doctors were literally diagnosing him over the television.
And the role of these doctors, it's been pretty much a secret right to this moment.
Yeah, I mean, there are also issues of patient-doctor confidentiality, and one of the doctors over in Vienna lost his job for going out and talking to the press at some point. So I think by the time the U.S. doctors went over, you know, there was also a sense that, you know, enough is enough, and we'll have maybe one doc. We'll let the family do the talking for Yushchenko's medical record.
David, what do we know about how Viktor Yushchenko would have gotten so much dioxin in his body? I mean, is it possible to ingest that level accidentally?
I think not unless you work at a dioxin factory or something. I mean, he had thousands of times the normal level in his blood, and it's very rare that people have been exposed to dioxin at all. And that sort of concentration, he would have had to have swallowed something. It would have been a very small amount, but you know, presumably, every indication is that somebody tried to poison him.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
NPR science correspondent David Kestenbaum.